Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, another edition here. The Brilliantly Dumb Show. Bring the fellas in. Bring them in. Bring them in. Bring them in. What's the Brilliantly Dumb Show with how Mikey V? Really like the sweatshirt. Bold sweatshirt, but a nice sweatshirt.
It's not, I mean, you've seen it before. This is old. It's
is
a,
it,
it's a,
is it
short,
an
it's a
old?
short, it's a short sleeve. Yeah. Yeah, I wore it.
Okay. Did
Yeah.
you see that bubblegum one that I got? The Yankee,
Fire.
that
Fire.
is, right? The thing that
Fire.
I noticed, and I'm not just to promote our own hoodies, Joey D, but I have noticed that's his favorite energy drink, by the way. He loves that thing.
Well, no, I like it. I like Celsius, but I
He
ran out.
does. He
It's
does
really
too.
not good. It's that's not good for you, that stuff. You know that, right?
No, no sugars. No sugar.
Didn't hear that, Michael? No sugar in
No
it.
artificial sugars.
No
Read me some
artificial
of
sugar.
the ingredients
Name
in
some of the
there.
ingredients.
No artificial colors. Epic focus. All right, but
The
read.
artificial
Can
color
I?
thing. It's
200
sugar.
milligrams. 200 milligrams natural caffeine. 100 milligrams of neurofactor, whatever that is. 100% of four daily vitamins.
Where do you get the
150
vitamins?
milligrams alpha GPC. I don't know what any of this shit is. Do you,
Yeah.
Mikey? Do you know what alpha GPC is?
I
Well,
bet
I
you to
know
a
what
degree he
I know I
does.
wouldn't want to put it in my body. That I can
No
tell you.
fat, no cholesterol, 2% sodium. I mean, this is pretty good. No sugars.
We need
Well,
Bob in that studio and we need it fast, man. Oh, you're in
yeah,
LA. I forgot you're in LA.
he's in
You're in LA.
LA. Yeah. But why? What's wrong with
The
the
backdrop, I mean, it looks like you're in a Turkish prison.
Oh,
I
fair
mean,
enough.
but I mean,
But
I
hey,
forgot. I totally forgot that
he's
you
on the
were.
road though. The guy's got to
It's on the
give him a
way.
bit of a
Yeah, I
break.
forgot. I forgot. That's on me.
Studio's on the way, but look, it's a big you know, I did make the mistake of starting to hype it again, and we all know what happened last time. That was a tough stretch for me. It really was. It was a really,
Well,
really tough stretch.
we hyped Talladega. We should probably address that right off the
Sure,
bat.
sure.
Dude.
Well, you know what though? It's not our wrongdoing. I mean, it's a
No, no,
shame.
no, no, no.
But
God just doesn't want us to attend these things.
I know, man, and I was really excited. So the thing that with Talladega, we were gonna go out there for NASCAR. We were gonna go to Perry's. We were gonna get Mikey V that pork chop that he so
Yeah.
longly coveted. Wait, Joe. So I'm sorry. I will get into that. Are you doing a coffee and
How
the
much focus do you need? What are
energy?
you doing today?
Oh my
What's going on
God,
over there?
man! You're doing Sip Club and the energy
Are
drink?
you filming an episode of Jeopardy tonight or something?
No,
You're gonna be starring on
I
Jeopardy or what's going
I
on?
got to stay hydrated, boys.
Oh, he's going with
No,
the
yeah,
truck.
but I mean that's a lot
Oh,
of
the
caffeine, dog.
trifecta, Michael. It's a
I'm ready.
trifecta.
I'm ready for whatever the day has to bring.
All
I mean,
right.
yeah, you're gonna
That's
be
a lot.
fucking wired,
You
dude.
know what I'm gonna try to do later today, which I will see if I can get it set
Let's
up,
hear. Let's
is
hear.
Joey Streams.
Joe
Could be,
Streams.
we could get a first episode. By the way,
Here we
I gotta
go.
tell you what, man. Now Teddy, aka Squirtle,
Whoa,
sent
don't
me.
you can't reveal the identity of
Nobody doesn't
Squirtle.
know who
Too
Teddy
late
is.
Yeah, they do. You
Now I
can't.
do.
I was
Now I
very
do.
stern on you can't reveal the identity of Squirtle. That's a
Nobody,
big
I didn't say his
thing.
name.
You
I didn't
just
say his
broke
name. Joe, 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 you can't lie about something
it.
that just
You just,
happened. You're carrying your childhood issues all the way through adulthood. The lying. You just said the name. You
Oh, he
just
did.
said
Yeah, but
it.
no one knows who Teddy is. Only you do.
No,
There he
that's
goes
not.
again.
I mean, come
This is
on,
the
Joe.
biggest thing
You
ever, man.
can't reveal the
And
identity
by
of
the way,
Squirtle.
people definitely know who he is because we do a
Of
lot of stuff and
course,
we put him up
man.
there. We put him out
What
there.
the fuck, Joe?
That's
I don't think.
wild. The
I
best
don't
is he
think.
goes, I
By the
didn't
way,
say his name.
yeah.
That's incredible. Just
His
incredible.
real name. His real name.
Don't say it. Don't
Okay.
say it.
That's
No,
an
don't.
alias for
Don't
his
do.
real
Don't do.
name.
Whoa,
That's
whoa,
true.
whoa, whoa, whoa.
It's
That's what I'm
a
saying.
nom de plume.
And
It's a
by the
nom de
way, can
plume.
I say something of
What the
somebody who?
fuck is that? You got a vocabulary that I wish I would have.
It's a pen name, nom de plume. Pen name.
If
It's like an
somebody
alias. It's an
knows,
alias, basically.
the alias of another alias, then that means they're a day one rider, and I'm
That's
okay
true
with that.
also. That's
I
true.
know,
I'm okay with that.
but
The mass amount of
but the
people,
secret identity of Squirtle was very special while it lasted, which was
like
about it.
Batman, like
Just like
Batman.
about a day or so. By the way, do you know what I reposted yesterday? We've got a lot of things that we're trying to get into, but we're going off topic because we got a lot to talk about. That clip that I posted yesterday of Joey D with the Brilliantly Dumb Show, Mikey, you put it up too. What an unbelievable clip,
I thought
man.
I thought it was a
Thought
root.
it was a root.
Which one was
No,
that?
the
Joe,
Caddy
the
Dre where he
hose, the
got
Caddy Dre
Caddy Dre
one. That
suspended.
was a good
That was a big
episode.
pretzel job, man.
No, it
No,
may have been. It
Joe.
may have been, but I
No,
mean, it
that wasn't.
was.
There's been The thing where he got pretzeled on a little bit that I'll admit is where he left the cigar in the electrical box.
That was also okay. fake.
That right, was right. a little bit.
Bob has fake? Been making a Bob no. has been making his bread on pretzels for years.
No,
for years.
That's not true. That's not true. It wasn't.
We fake. All know that.
I mean, the placement of the cigar was right by the electrical box, but it wasn't shoved in. That was you took it. But the Caddy Dre thing of getting Caddy Dre the caddy suspended. For ripping up that hose at Shadow
you
Creek.
You said I got him fired, which was bullshit.
No, suspended. No, suspended. It's
very
suspended.
Clear.
It was always suspended. It was always suspended.
It was always suspended. Yeah, yeah. And Joe tries to say that he thought that himself. it was a stick. What do you mean he suspended?
The guy was smashing fucking tequila shots the whole fucking round. Whoa, he was drunker than
whoa,
we were.
Whoa, not wrong, but whoa, Joseph. There.
I love Caddy Dre. I shout him out all the time. Hey.
I shout him out all the time.
Yo, that's
what an honor. What an honor. You know, what an honor. He goes home and tells his kids, you know, yeah. I got the shout out from Joey Coldcuts tonight. Thank God.
He doesn't have kids.
You know, whatever. His family. His extended family.
I will say.
We're his extended family.
That round.
There you go. There you
we
go.
We got banged up with him at the Raiders game the night before our round. He showed up like an hour late to the round.
He almost missed the tee time.
It was crazy.
They were going to give us like a caddy.
But for Joe to say that was a stick that and then oh no he goes
a root
and
a
Mike
root.
Goes
a I root. Was hammered I thought it was I thought it was like a part of a tree I really yeah. did
that's bad that's bad
I was banged up
yeah sure I mean yeah.
Going back to what I was saying at the root of all of this Joey streams Bob I don't think you realize how much you need to get in order to be set up like. There's webcams. Everything. You got the card, the carry card or cartridge card.
Yeah, I got
good
all
for
that.
You, man. I got banged at Best Buy yesterday. I really hope this stream works out. Otherwise, I'm gonna be out.
I think it's fun to like bring everybody in, like bring everybody in the stream, bring Mikey in when we play Madden, and like bring Perez in for FIFA. Like I really am gonna enjoy the streams and get into it. The thing that I said that concerns me a little bit about with Joey D, Mikey, is like. Those streams, you could see while you're streaming, well, people will cut up the clip. So once it's out there, it's out there. So if he goes on a tangent about something, there's no cut. Like anything you say.
Well, I mean, you gotta be cognizant. You gotta be aware, Joe. And awareness sometimes your awareness rating, we know, is But I think you have the restraint to control yourself in those things. You just gotta watch what you say. That's all.
I never got us canceled before.
No. Come close, I guess.
No. I mean, the sketch thing got close. I thought we might have got.
Give me a break.
You know, they're boys now, Mikey, but they talk all the time, which I think is
well, not all the time, but we have talked.
A good amount,
We've chopped it up.
Good. I think it's awesome. Tick, if I didn't already say, if you could actually play the Caddy Dre clip, that would be awesome. Caddy Dre, who we love dearly, we have just found out has been suspended. From Shadow Creek Golf Course, okay, without pay for 2 weeks total because of what Giuseppe did to the hose on one of the holes. He ripped up the hose.
No, it never ripped. It never ripped. It never, ever ripped. This guy loves to paint a picture with his own brush.
What is this, Bob?
Oh, okay, right off the bat, let me say something. I just pressed play. He's clearly picking up a hose.
What the hell is this? It's a hose, Bob. I thought it was a stick.
It's fine.
Coldcuts claims that he thought that it was a stick.
There's a stick in my right hand.
There's a stick in your hand, but you're moving a hose. Like, you know that's a hose.
I did not know it's a hose.
Oh, my God, Joe.
I mean, come on, Joe.
No, I thought it was a root.
A root?
I do want to get into the NASCAR thing of why we're not in NASCAR. NASCAR wanted us to get the full experience, and they're expecting rain again in Talladega.
It's unbelievable, man.
It is. It sucks.
I just wanted to experience Talladega. I thought it was going to be awesome.
I just wanted to do hood rat shit with my friends. That's all I wanted to do, man.
We don't see Mikey often.
I know. And by the way, it's not NASCAR's fault. I mean, I understand that. They've been an awesome sponsor for us. They want us to get the full experience. They're expecting rain. If it gets pushed to Monday, it won't be the same thing. So we're going to end up doing another race, which that's fine. But I was looking forward. No, but we're excited, though, Joseph. We're excited.
I blame the Alabama weather, man. They got to be better over there in Alabama. They got to be better. I mean, what are we doing here, dude? We're almost approaching the end of spring now. It should be sunshine. It should be
raining.
Glorious.
The rain in the Northeast has been, I've never seen so much rain. It rains. I swear to God, it feels like it rains every other day.
It's
it
ridiculous, rains. Man. What are you doing?
Now, it's sunny. It's beautiful that out now, but it was raining this morning.
I read a report that it's rained more in L.A. this year than it has in Seattle. What the fuck is going
way,
on?
Very wet. Very
back
wet
in
spring.
L.A. now.
Very
LA,
wet spring.
L.A., you know, I'm looking forward to going to Rayo's, but this place is, I always loved L.A. L.A. is going down.
What happened?
I just think even from the time we left, Joe, it's even gotten worse. It's filthy, man. I mean, you see some shit. It's filthy.
Ladies and gentlemen, this episode of the Brilliant Dumb Show is brought to you by BetterHelp. BetterHelp.com. Whether you are in a funk in your life, you need somebody to talk to, somebody to help you get back on track, BetterHelp.com is the place to go. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Let therapy be your map with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/BDS today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/BDS for 10% off your first month. Go over to BetterHelp.com, get everything back on track, and do it the right way. Talk to somebody today. BetterHelp.com.
By the way, did you tell Mikey your story on the plane? What happened to you?
Oh, Michael.
He got banged, Michael.
Boy, did I, man. Just an absolute idiot, this guy.
Did emergency landing.
I was flying back. It was scary, and we didn't know why the emergency landing was. Flying to L.A. Once I found out that we weren't going to NASCAR, I said, you know what? I'm going to go to L.A. I'm going to go to Rayo's. Right. We're flying, and we're like...
like, bro. This what? Guy, bro. Once I found it, out we weren't going to Talladega, I was like, fuck it, I'm gonna fly across the country to go to Rayo's. Pretty like bad. Just like that's like he tried to say that, slip that in, like that's a normal behavior. It's not, but go ahead and continue.
We're about an hour into the flight, okay? Yeah. West Palm. We had to connect and drive. So Charlotte directly to LA, cross country. We're an hour into the flight. All of a sudden, they come on the loudspeaker and they let us know that we're going to be making a landing at the gate, that there's some sort of mechanical issue. While they said that, there just so happens to be turbulence, which turbulence is turbulence, but then it freaks you out even more. Sure. So everybody's like, what the fuck? Like, obviously you have, you know, a long day of travel ahead. They make the landing and all of a sudden, they're like, everybody stay still. Like, don't move. Stay still. Do not get out of your seat. Do not get out of your seat. All of a sudden, five police officers just come busted onto the plane, like, with the big vests, like, come right through.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And they're like, those airport police officers, they have, like, extra padding to wear, like, it's some big boys coming in there.
Extra padding.
Some jerk off on the flight was being completely obnoxious. It wasn't a mechanical issue. And then they take this guy out in handcuffs. This guy looked like fucking Ted Bundy, man. Really? Or like Charles Manson. Like, he had that look to him, like a complete psychopath. But then we have to deboard the plane because once they land, they have to then check the brakes again. So then engineer, like, so we have to deplane, which you then know is going to take a long time.
Right.
Because of some sort of flight restrictions, the attendants that were on, the flight attendants that were on the plane couldn't then take that trip to LA.
Oh, my God,
so
man.
We had to wait for another plane of flight attendants to get in and land.
This had to take like 3 hours.
I imagine. That's exactly what it was. Yeah, it was just a...
And I would have thrown my pretzels at this prick if I was there, man. I swear to God, I would
So what was he doing? He was just being obnoxious or...
I heard the flight attendants talking about him when he got on, and apparently he was hammered or something, and he was snoring so loud they tried to wake him up, and then once they woke him up, he went on just a fucking rampage.
Oh, Bob was probably sitting, you know, nice and comfy in first class, probably had no idea what's happening.
Man.
Back at the back of the bus over there.
Yeah. Guy cracks himself up, man.
Yeah, he does. Because he'd be doing the same exact fucking
thing.
Of
course, like, of course. He'd be
doing the same thing, Joe.
No, not necessarily.
By the way, while I was on the plane, I was thinking, like, and it was cool because everybody kind of rallied together. Everybody was like clapping and booing when the guy went off. And
really?
It brought everybody together.
Imagine getting booed off a fucking airplane. That's tough.
Yeah.
That's really tough. That's a low. That's a big low.
I like
low.
This really stay out of it all. I don't like the controversy or anything.
Of course
I threw
don't.
In a little boo when everybody
did
got
Did you?
In. Yeah, I did. Yeah.
How loud was your boo?
Very low.
Big, very big low. Boo? It was low boo.
Yeah,
it was. No, it was one of the.
Yeah, it was low.
I would have been screaming from the top
this
of my lungs.
I thought about that. I was like, thank God Joe's not on this flight, because then he would rip American Airlines as if it's their fault. Like he would. And one guy did. One guy goes out and gets into. And it's like, what? They don't want to be doing this. It's
No, definitely not.
Know, like,
definitely
it sucks,
not.
Sucks for every Joey.
Yeah, but the stewardess not being, or the flight attendants not being able to go back on is ridiculous. I mean, that can't happen. You got the whole crew right there. Just go back.
It's not that easy. I mean, they got to be their following. Look, it sucks. It does. And yeah, one guy, that's when this guy flipped out. But it's like, they're not making it up. They're not, you know, it's not something that they don't want to be doing this.
I bet you had work to attend to, Bob. That's got to be really frustrating.
I will tell
He's
you
not
this.
Just flying across the country to go to Rayos.
Well,
not what I heard. Yeah. Not what I heard.
Rayos better like, they better like give you some kind of free meal or something, because what you're doing for them over here. Free meal.
They don't care. They don't, they do not give a shit. And I really respect that about, they send me, so, you know, I asked them about a promo code or something. They sent me sauces. That was the best. And I love them for that.
You know what happened, Bob? We forgot to tell you at the Masters at Augusta, Rayos had a pop-up.
I heard they're sending me a hat. So more than just sauce. They're sending me a hat. Yeah.
Apparently it was like everybody was raving about it.
Where was the pop-up?
It was like nearby. By the time that FP and I left, it was too late to go. But there's a guy who was like, I can get you in. And we're like, if we get into a Rayos right now, Bob is going to regret not coming more than anything.
That would have done.
Because I know you're already salty that you didn't get the Bojangles.
I would like to read a message that I got from somebody on Instagram in regards to Joey D at the Masters. Are you ready for this?
I was very well behaved.
Oh, Joe, this is unbelievable. This is absolutely unbelievable.
Right, let's prepare for this pretzel job we're about
no,
to
no, 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 no. Anyway, it's
endure here.
I can taste the salt already.
No, Joe.
He's got mustard ready on the side, some hot cheese.
No, love Joe, a good mustard.
This is word for word from a random follower of
Random, yeah. Random follower. As he pretends to find the DM.
Joe, I will
Yeah.
Oh, they're gonna find a DM. Oh yeah, yeah.
Okay. Oh my, that reads like a fucking Stephen King novel. Look at that.
You ready for this? 12:21 on Monday. I wanted to save it for the program. Guy said, Bob, I sat two rows behind Cuts and FP on the 10th, on the 12th tee box at Augusta on Sunday afternoon by complete chance. I did not see the boys before hearing the laugh. He goes, there were probably 400, 500 quiet people behind the tee box. No joke. The guy next to me, who I did not know, leaned over after Gutsy let out his ridiculous laugh and said, who the fuck does that guy think he is? And then he goes, I spit out my water listening to the pod today.
I tell you what, man, some people have real fucking nerve, dude. By the way, I was entertaining a few guys who were next to us who were like trying to get cracked up.
Joe, what are you talking about? Who the fuck are you? Dean Martin? You're entertaining people?
I was.
What planet are you living on?
They were cracking. I was cracking these guys up. They were howling. And by the way, who the fuck has the balls to fucking say, who does this guy think he is? I can't laugh in public.
Not at Augusta.
Man, this guy.
Don't say Augusta. Don't say Augusta.
By the way, it was after the golfers had already teed off and they're walking off. Like, go. You know, some people in life, they got to get a fucking chip off their shoulder and just figure some shit out. Who the fuck does this guy think is? Who do you think you are, man? The DM guy, the other guy.
Right. I was going to say the DM guy didn't see anything.
Yeah, the DM guy, he's an innocent bystander. I actually think that guy said hello because I walked by and there's a couple guys behind who said hi.
Was that the group the group you were entertaining at the Masters?
No, that was a different group.
Okay.
Remember?
We showed a lot of love. That was there. One People of the really
wild,
enjoyed us.
That was one of the wilder statements I've ever heard in my life. Just
I was
FYI.
Entertaining.
Just FYI, I was entertaining people at Augusta National.
People like, were asking like, questions that I was cracking them up. We were making jokes. Right? Like it was a good vibe. And by the way, there were security guys who threw people out for being too loud and obnoxious. So had I been that bad, I would have gotten the toss because there was a guy who did one of those Baba Booey things, whatever.
Oh, that is so right before,
I said the guy that, grabbed, the guy grabbed him. The guy grabbed him and took him out. And there's
just
the
for that, boo. Just because he, so let's just because he yelled Baba Booey.
Yeah, because he was being disruptive to the golfers.
Good.
So like, if I was that bad, they would have put up with that shit there. They would have hauled my ass out.
Sure.
So whoever the fuck thinks it, they can say, who does this guy think is? Because I laugh a little loud. Go fucking figure some shit out.
We don't know if they would have hauled them off because then they would be missing their entertainment, live entertainment at the hole for the 12th.
Cutsy had a great line when we were in NASCAR. Remember when he said we talked about him at the Clippers game when he got into it with the old man?
He goes,
what do you want me to do, Bob? That guy was lipping me off.
Yeah, lipping me off. Yeah, lipping me off. That's right.
People just
That's
think
right.
nowadays they can That's say right. things without any repercussions. That's not how it works.
That's right. A lot of people are very coddled.
Oh, yeah, extremely coddled. And then people don't like confrontation. So as soon as you give it back a little bit, they're
that's
all bent out of sorts.
That's also true.
Yeah.
I agree.
All right. By the way, you know what I do want to do as well? Just take a moment because I really worked on the last one. Mikey V, if you could just talk to the folks about possibly just taking 10 seconds off to hit the subscribe button, why they should hit that subscribe button, and really, really effective last week. So it's going to be a moment of silence in the show. Mikey V, if you could lead that moment of silence, please. You're going to use this. Oh, I didn't know where you're starting. You're going to use this 10 seconds to.
Oh, you just disrupted it.
I know you're starting. You're going to use that 10 seconds to subscribe to the show, like it, comment. To the moon, folks. To the moon. Go ahead, Michael. 10 seconds starts now. Subscribe. Hit that subscribe button. Hit that subscribe. Hit it hard. Hit it hard. Hit it hard. There we go. To the folks. A round of applause to the folks that went ahead and hit that subscribe button. Very nice.
Do it.
We do have a buy or sell today. We have a really good, I think, top five coming in hot today. Joey D, you nailed it, by the way, in regards to this Bojangles breakfast, by the way. Oh, my God.
Did I tell you, Bob, I really think we need to consider, Perez and I were talking about maybe starting a franchise here in West Palm Jupiter area of the Bojangles. I think it would be wildly successful.
I
almost want to hit the people at Bojangles up and tell them that's how passionate we are. This breakfast I had, Michael, was one of the best breakfasts in terms of fast food I've had. The Cajun chicken filet biscuit.
That's what I had.
A buttery biscuit, not dry by any means. I'm not a big fast food biscuit guy. Like, I won't do them at McDonald's stuff. They're too dry. This biscuit.
Not Michael. Not our deal. Not our deal, Michael. He can put down a biscuit.
Sure.
This biscuit, though. Between the Cajun spice and the flavoring and like just the biscuit was buttery. It was unbelievable. I told Perez, it was like starting the day off before going to the Masters, at the top of the top, as well as you could have.
I will say this. I think missing Talladega is probably going to save me like 6 pounds. I would have put on probably 6 pounds this week.
Yeah, but those are going to be 6 pounds to be named later. I mean, like those pounds are going to come at another.
But that's more. That's going to come fall.
Yeah, but I mean,
season.
Like it's not going to be right. It might be during bulking season. That's
yeah. Bulking season, Bob, is fall and winter because you don't have to take the shirt off.
Right.
This guy's
going
to be spending 2 weeks on the beach next week. Next month.
Somebody had a great comment.
One week in July, but that's
They said, let's not sit here and act like Mikey wasn't putting the flags on the beach before he had kids.
Yeah, I saw that. The funny thing is, believe it or not, I wasn't. But that was a good comment. I like it.
Good. Yeah. I'd kill, man, to go back in time and walk into fucking DJs, you know, or walk into one of these Jersey Shore clubs. And see Big Muscle just holding down the fort of that bar, just drinking some sort of Mai Tai or, you know.
Vodka Red Bull guy was a big Red Bull guy.
The Snooki special. Yeah.
Sure. We go down Thursday night after work, go to Thursday DJ's theme night, then Friday happy hour, then Friday night. Then Saturday happy hour. Then Saturday night. And then surf club on Sundays, and then back to DJ Sunday night.
Are you serious?
Yeah, dog.
This guy was sending it.
Yeah, really? we had a house. Our house was right across the street from DJ's. Literally, when I say right across the street, I mean you could walk across the street. It's right there behind the pizzeria.
This guy was like furniture in there, man.
Yeah, yeah, I was.
Unbelievable.
But I was. Yeah, wow, that is real. Now, Mikey, if they asked you back in the day, if they asked you to cast for Jersey Shore, do you think you would have done it?
Probably.
Yeah. I think you would have been pretty good on the show.
Oh, yeah. He would have been great.
That show, that none of those, you know, there's only like one guy or there was only like one or two people that were actually from Jersey. Everyone else from New York and Connecticut. And they all went to, and DJs would not allow that show to film in DJs.
Why?
They wanted to go. They didn't want anything to do with it, which maybe in retrospect was a mistake. But at the same time, like it was kind of cool because everyone that was DJs people kind of liked the fact that that element was kept out of the club.
That had to be when that show was at its prime. That's the number one. Like if we had to do a snake draft on top reality shows.
Yeah. No,
that is Survivor.
It's an all-timer.
Survivor's great.
They used to come in like individually. They would come in, but like no cameras, nothing like that.
Yeah.
Were they like worshipped over there?
No, never. I mean, the Angelina chick was going with like one of my buddies at the time. So like they really weren't like they would walk in there and they would get like they would get almost like heckled kind of like people kind of were not. Yeah, because it was really like I thought it was a bad look, honestly. Yeah,
everybody loves Vinny, Bob.
You said even Vinny?
Yes. I don't know. I don't know.
Ronnie, I'm sure everybody would have.
Ronnie Mango.
Ronnie was funny, though, man.
Vinny was the guy everybody loved.
Vinny seemed like a nice guy, nice enough guy.
Paulie D was like the most Jersey Shore person I've ever seen.
He's from fucking Connecticut. That's what I mean. No, that's why they really weren't embraced when they used to, like, it wasn't like that, really. It was kind of like, what are you doing?
The blow here? Up, though? Wasn't that sensational?
The blow out his hair?
Yeah.
I mean, it looked fucking ridiculous.
Dude, by the way, if they were taking people from outside of Jersey, if you caught Joey D in his raging days, D had his run. Yeah.
I was never that jacked. I was never jacked enough.
You were
the Armani Exchange t-shirts going and all that shit.
You know what I mean? Joe, if you don't mind, Joe shares them. Joe, if you could bust out for us, like if you could send the ticket a couple of those carousels, like there's
might have a couple.
He's going to do it now. He's going to search through the whole phone now.
Joe, do it. You can send it to ticket or send it to Bone and have them run through. They're fucking.
The Bone Man.
It's unbelievable. I mean, Joey D had his day.
We had this moment in the sun in the Canadian club scene. Joe, what was that story where the bouncer, you fought the bouncer or the bouncer?
Why are we bringing this back up?
The best story ever.
I honestly forgot.
I got knocked out by a bouncer.
I thought you knocked the bouncer out.
No.
Oh,
I honestly
forget the story.
I threw a punch.
Do you mind telling the story, Joe?
No, we don't need to go to the story.
That's why I'm asking.
We got to do the story. I threw a punch at the bouncer. The guy who was built like, you ever watch Jerry Springer? You remember his mate? Yeah,
Steve Wilkow.
He looked exactly like him.
Big
buff, bald guy. I hit him in the face. I was so drunk, I probably could barely hit him. And he clocked me and then took my head.
Who the fuck is this
took
guy?
My head and he drove my head down into the cement and I blacked out. And I woke up like 10 hours later in a jail cell because the drunk tank was completely full.
I don't think they provided you with the proper medical care that was necessary. I'm going to be honest. I don't think they did. If they just picked you up and threw you in a drunk tank after that, after a serious concussion.
They put me in a paddy wagon and then they brought me to the. Apparently, I had taken a mug shot that I don't
even remember. Oh my! Bob, name the price that would?
I don't think.
But in a realistic, okay, let's start here.
Okay,
how much Bob would pay for the mug shot?
Now keep in mind, there's no charges.
Bro. I understand. I'm talking about the mug shot. Let's start here. $1,000.
Yes, for sure.
$2,000.
You're gonna have to go higher.
He's $5,000.
Yes,
it's $10,000 at least.
$10,000.
Yes.
$15,000.
Yes.
$25,000.
No.
Now we're getting into that territory. Okay. But yes, and I think it hangs there. I think it stops right there. Because that would...
bust. But if someone said $26,000.
Yeah.
Nah. If I actually, if I was told, like, if that person saw and said this, it's really good. It would transcend.
I think it's fair that you should get, if you're paying that kind of money for that mugshot, you should get a preview of what it looks like.
Correct.
Now, let's say you saw it and it was the greatest thing that you think you've ever seen.
Here's my reasoning.
It's actually a write-off, Bob, if it's going towards content purposes.
I could just picture Bob's CPA at the end of the tax year. And I have here a $26,000 write-off for a mug shot.
Yo, because here's my thinking of it. If you take that mug shot, white t-shirt, just that mug shot, and you put it on breezygolf.com, I think you can get that money back and more. I really do.
How is that going to translate to selling polos?
No, t-shirts.
The t-shirt. Oh, you mean print it on?
Yeah, it's like the Elvis. It's like the Elvis mugshot picture.
Well, Sinatra's got a real famous one. Elvis, you know,
Tiger's got one. Tiger's got his. Yeah. If you put Joe,
how many of those do you think you would sell, Bob?
Oh, quite a few.
Enough to make the money back on what you paid. I'm pretty confident about it.
You're so sick.
The best start to the story, though, that he told me later is that sometimes, like, Joe will tell you stories that, like, it's so crazy that at the time that he tells it, you don't think that it's, like, true. And then as time goes, he'll tell the story again the exact same way. And then you talk to his friends and stuff, and then they say it's true.
Mikey, you gotta meet my friend Barazal. He's got stories. He's going to be my co-best man with Bob. He's got stories of me that you wouldn't believe. Like, Bob now will, like, call him up just to ask about a story.
We talk. Yeah, we talk. He's great. And so Joe wakes up in the jumpsuit and he just starts shaking the cell and screaming because he didn't know why.
There's another guy in there. There's an old dude in the cell.
Did you wake him up?
No, I mean, I don't know. I was panicking, though, because I didn't remember what happened. I was supposed to leave that day.
You were concussed and they did not give you proper care.
Yeah, Joe.
This may explain a lot, to be honest. This could explain a lot. That's serious trauma to the brain, Joe.
The garage door. I mean, there's been a lot of moments.
Several blows to the head. I tell you what, you're like in.
I might have CTE.
So yes, Mikey is his
gonna end up like Antonio Brown.
His friends. Oh, can't
no! Don't
find
say
him.
That. Do not say that. That's a terrible thing to say.
Yo, he's off the hinges, bro. He is off the fucking.
That perfect hit just set him off.
I mean, but you know what? He's really got to just shut the fuck up.
He's obnoxious.
What is he doing now?
He's so bad. He got banned by Caitlin Clark. Had to block him because he made some commentary about how she maintains her nether regions. He's bad.
People give him a pass, I think, a lot for the CT, which that is, of course, a very serious thing. But at the same time, one thing to have CT, it's one to be a fucking scumbag
he's ridiculous, bro.
It's terrible. Anyway,
Vontaze Burfict.
Barazal told me they pick him up from the jail cell and took him to a Backstreet Boys concert. They couldn't find him.
What happened was they couldn't find me. They were calling me. I had like 100 missed calls, like text messages. People were worried. They didn't know what happened. because this happened outside the club. So nobody knew what was going on. And sure enough, I call them the next morning. They're already on the road going home. I'm like, you guys got to come pick me up. They're like, where the fuck are you? I'm like, I'm at the jail. So they come and pick me up. I got like two bags with my clothes I'd thrown up all over myself. And so I'm in a white painter's suit and they pick me up and we got to go back. And my one buddy, Franco, it's his car, but he's so hammered and hungover that he's thrown up. So he makes Barrels, all my buddy Brian, drive. And then Brian's driving. Then he's like, I can't drive anymore. He's stopping at a gas station. So I drove home with like 40% brakes. Stop at a McDonald's on the way home
in the white suit.
And I start taking my suit off and throwing it off. And we're driving an old unmarked Crown Victoria car. So people look like I had two hostages in the back.
I thought you were going to.
And that night we went to the Backstreet Boys concert.
Did you hear that?
Hostages. What?
We went to the Backstreet Boys concert that night. It was awesome.
Bro, what the That is one of the wilder fucking. Just the fact that it ends with the Backstreet Boys. But I'll tell you this: you should thank your lucky stars every day that wasn't during like the advent of the smartphone and that Bob wasn't there, because that whole thing would have been documented. The entire thing. They would have.
That's the problem nowadays. You know, everybody's filming stuff. It's just you know how.
And that is why. And that is why. Back to the original point to tie it in, that DJs excluded them from coming and filming at DJs was because of that very reason. They didn't want all the shit going on in there on camera.
But Joe, that gave you the life that you get, that you have now, this beautiful life that you've carved out for yourself now.
It had nothing to do with that.
Sure it does. The filming of everybody being
I see what you mean. But this goes back to what I said a week or two ago with Michael, is that I don't know if I'm always built for this life. Like I'm not.
Don't tell me that, Joe. I can't lose you. I can't lose you.
You're not gonna lose me, but I'm seeing like I don't understand the innuendos, the ins and outs of the internet and shit like that.
But that's what makes you. Don't try and understand. I don't try.
See what
either.
I'm saying, Bob? I can't.
It's
sometimes
too much.
I can't comprehend stuff because I'm built from a different era.
That makes it better. 100%. Like guys, 100%. Like guys like you and I with that we're just not as adept finding all these trends and shit. I know nothing about it. Some guy commented on a reel that I posted yesterday or something and was like, when Mike said G baby, it was that video where my daughter left her Barbie comb in the
very funny.
I fucking rolled over on it, killed me. But he was like, the way he said G baby was like how Drake and this other guy said this at the end of a song. And I was like, I commented back. I go, I wish I knew what that meant. I go, cause I have no fucking idea.
Yeah. But I will say though, Mike, you have your finger on the pulse better than like Joe is so like that stuff is, he's so removed from
that.
I'm
40 in 2 years. I know.
But what Mikey said is true. Honestly.
So am
what's
I,
that
bro?
Face for, Mike?
Yeah. So am I. And you're not even 38 yet. Well, yeah, but I'm saying I'm in my 38th year already. I'm already, even though I haven't had my birthday,
I'm in my
38th year. So
I mean, you're not serving in the Navy. You're 37. You're not serving your 38th year. Of, you know, like this
isn't,
like,
what
are
we, is that what
my
he
dad
said?
He always goes,
yeah, I'm in my 38th year. like what? Like what the fuck are we doing here? Like, yeah. But I get Joe. I can't keep up with the shit. I can't. I really can't. Like,
me
Bob
neither,
is such
man.
A maniac.
Get out of here.
This guy's on TikTok. He's yeah. Now he's twitching. You know, this is all new stuff.
I'm
gonna be
Diesel's streaming.
No,
too.
I know he is. Yeah, but
I can keep up with certain things.
There's a little more. Yeah, sure. If the paper's crisp, you can keep up real good, and the coins are shiny. Yeah.
Oh, the shekels are shiny.
Sure. No, but Joe, that you being that removed from that stuff, like to a degree, okay. Not to go back to that, but it is true. Like the thing that happened, like with Sketch, with How Hot Sketches, Joe can get away with that shit because it's so innocent. Like if I was the one who came out against it, it's like people know that I'm very like in that. Like Joe can get away
That's
with
true.
A lot of shit.
That's true.
That I still took a lot of flack.
You did. But it was funny. And I think even Sketch was the new Sketch. Yeah. Sketch sees it. Even Sketch knows. And now they talk every day.
Not every day. Don't over exaggerate.
He's trying. Yeah, no, he's trying to play that up. So.
Okay.
Although he's a cool cat. He's a cool
great
cat.
Guy. Great guy. Really, you guys came along. Also,
we might have him on the Twitch stream.
Might be on the Twitch stream. See, there you go. Let's go into our buy or sell. The week been a real good episode so far, fellas, and I appreciate that. And it's been fun. But let's go into our buy or sell of the week. What did you see that you liked? What did you see that you did not like before? We then get into our top five, which is going to be a lot of fun. I will let Mikey V, if you want to take it away.
Yeah, sure. I'm going to buy this week. I'm going to buy this this new Scorsese biopic on Sinatra that's allegedly going to be coming out, and Leo is going to be playing Sinatra DiCaprio. I think that that could be the potential. It has the potential to be an all-time movie. You know, The Flower Moon, I haven't watched it yet.
I haven't watched it either.
I heard it was okay, but very long. The Irishman, which was like his last biggest before that. I liked the first like half of the movie, but it became very difficult to watch for me.
He's when, a banger. Like,
huh? Yeah, I think he's in need
since
of one.
Since The Departed, he needs a bang.
And I think this could be the one for him, maybe. The thing I'm going to say, and I'm going to put it out there right now, is DiCaprio cannot sing during this movie. Like, I don't want to hear DiCaprio try and sing.
He's not going to. They won't do that.
They need to lip sync, send him to like a lip sync class, something like that. Get him the lip sync training he needs and then let him just do that. Don't have him try and attempt and sing anything. If they do that, then I think this could be a really good movie. I'm going to buy this. I hope it comes out within like the next couple of years. I hope this isn't one of those things where it's like, I hate when they do that and they're like, the movie's coming out. And it's like 3 years down the road. I can't get hyped up for that. I hope it's
Mike, did you watch The Reverend? Revenant.
Revenant. Yeah.
I that was pretty good.
I watched that, actually. I like
you
that.
You watched that?
Yeah, I did. I like that. Because it had so much.
How about that bear scene, Bob? That was something special. Yeah, it was cool.
You know, but you said that he needs like a banger. Is he in a drought?
DiCaprio?
No, not DiCaprio. I'm saying Scorsese.
Oh.
Killers of the Flower Moon, again, I haven't seen it, so I can't talk on it. But
the
mean,
Departed
listen,
was unbelievable. But I think
Scorsese's got, we could do a top five Scorsese movie. That's how many bangers this guy's got. I mean, he's got, you know, forget it. Like, you go all the way back.
I feel like now he's kind of like, it's like a, you know, one of these top tier like athletes, like he's past his prime. And so like now, whatever he does, you just appreciate it. But like, he doesn't need to put out bangers. We expect it. But like, it's like when Jordan was playing with the Wizards, he still put up 50 points a couple times, but like, you kind of got to give him a little leeway. I think he's getting up there in age.
He's got too many great movies, man. Too many great movies.
You know what just I did see that I tried to give a go on the plane, and I am not this, what I watched on this plane that I love Bohemian Rhapsody.
Oh, did you watch the Queen movie?
Oh, I that's love really that. I
yeah, it was a great it, movie.
Oh, I love that. Yeah. That's what I watched on this
one. I thought you were gonna say that you didn't like it.
No, loved the Queen movie. Okay. Oh my God. Yeah. But no, you know, I tried to watch it, and I think Joe warned me that it's not for me. And obviously Scorsese is as great as he is, but Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
In Hollywood? You didn't like that?
No.
Oh, dude. Yeah. I thought
Bob, it's got Charles Manson in it. You love everything Charles Manson.
It reminded me of like Kill Bill. I just
Oh, you don't like Tarantino? Then you don't like Tarantino then.
That's not like Scorsese. That's Tarantino.
Oh, okay, yeah. That's tough. Maybe he's not for me.
No,
maybe.
Yeah. If you don't like Kill Bill and now you're saying you don't like that, you probably that's just don't like the way, because Tarantino does the reverse reverse order of like chronology. Sometimes like he goes back to front with a lot of the story. So like he tells the
well,
end
he also
the
has chapters comes like back. A story.
Yes.
Like
yes.
A book in the movie.
So you probably don't like that style of movie.
Gotcha.
Which is shocking because Pulp Fiction, Bob hates, and it's one of the best movies ever.
Pulp Fiction's a great movie, man.
Yeah, that's what I meant to say. I don't even think I meant to say Kill Bill. I actually think I meant to say that it's exactly what I meant to say. I meant to say Pulp Fiction, that Once Upon a Time in Hollywood reminded me of Pulp Fiction. That's
it's
exactly
the same,
right.
It's the same producer, Bob.
Right.
Director.
But, you know, the thing with Leo that is pretty amazing, though, is, correct me if I'm wrong, but he picks his spot. It's amazing how he'll wait 4 years till he gets a banger that he wants to do, and then he just crushes it.
I mean, he knows. I mean, again, I don't want to get too excited for this, but I do think that this has the potential to be like an all-time movie. Didn't Scorsese do Wolf of Wall Street, Joe? That wasn't long ago. That was a banger.
That was a long time ago.
Was it? How long ago was that now?
I mean, it was probably after. It was probably after. What do you call it? Departed, but
yeah, it was definitely after Departed. I think it was 2000 and I don't know,
maybe 2013.
I don't know. I'm old. 2015, maybe.
Wolf of Wall Street was a
release date, December 25th, 2013.
Holy shit, man.
That's 12,
over 10 that's years 10, old already?
Almost, yeah, going on to 10 to 11 years ago.
Yeah. One of my first interviews when I was with BroBuy when I first started was with Jordan Belfort. It was like
That's right.
It ended up there was a part of the clip, there was a clip that ended up going nuts of him talking about Quaaludes. I asked him like if there was a Quaalude, you know, would he take it right now? Yeah. He talked about what he did. And at first when we put the video out, it didn't do well, but then as time went, it just like
what did he say?
He said, without a doubt. He said, 100%. Yeah, he didn't even have. The only thing I kind of regret, I've told Joe that, it, like, in that interview with him, is, like, I do kind of regret, like, I had saw the movie, and I was so fascinated by the movie. And I sat down, and, like, I guess you could say I was kind of, like, pumping his tires in a way. And in reality, like, he fucked over so many people. And apparently, so I did regret that to a degree of not, like, just throwing all – not that I'm trying to be Barbara Walters, but like I wish I would have asked him a few tough questions about like what he did. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That could have been one of our.
Do you have any? You know? Do you have regrets about you know doing this and
Right, and like all I thought about was just the movie, and so I do regret that a lot.
Well, movie's a great movie.
Great movie. I mean, the movie is unbelievable. There was a time too where they even said that. I remember because I was researching so much of it that apparently. When Scorsese was sitting down with Jordan Belfort and Leo, and they would go to Craig's a lot, Joe, he wasn't getting his story straight a lot of the times, that some of it sound too outlandish. So finally, Scorsese had to sit him down and say, look, I need to know what's real and what's not. Apparently, that's out there. Pretty interesting.
Yeah.
Something for you, Michael.
I believe it's all real.
Yeah. All right. We'll go with the buy. I'm gonna buy. I think this is an obvious buy, but I don't think it gets talked about enough. We've talked about it on the show before. I'm just buying as long of a day as it was for me traveling yesterday. How long it took. I'm buying the in-flight Wi-Fi. To me, I just think we're so used to having it, and it really will just take a flight. Makes it so much faster because a lot of it I would just be doing that stuff anyway. So what is supposed to be a long day isn't as long. It's a bad buy. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It's a bad buy. It's a weak buy.
One of the worst.
Yeah, it really is. Well, I wouldn't.
I think Joe agrees.
It's a bad buy. I'm sorry.
Bob, would you think that there are moments in life where you could just, like, maybe, like, separate yourself from the never world that is the internet for maybe an hour?
No, I don't think so, Joe.
might be good, Bob. Just once in a while, just a sheer moment of just yourself, your thoughts.
How long do you think you could go without the phone, Bob?
Oh,
how long do you think you could go realistically? Like, do you think you could do a 24-hour sit-in?
No, Mikey. We were filming once with Grant in Jupiter, and right. Bob lost his phone in the middle of filming the video. He gets in the cart and drives off.
That's a panic situation.
That's a panic moment, though.
That's like losing your wallet now. 100%. It's almost. It's actually worse than losing anything. It's worse
and also
because
too,
the phone could unlock your house. It could start your car. It's got all your credit cards. It's got all your fucking information in. Like, that's worse thing to lose is your phone. I would agree with that. My question simply is, how long could he realistically lock the phone in like a safe and he can't open the safe for X
amount of time? 2 hours?
No, gotta be more than that. Yeah. If I had to do it, of course I would do it. I think it would be fun to see.
I think you would start like twitching and sweating a little bit.
I would get on it 100%. I would definitely get it. I mean, I've had it when on flights when the in-flight Wi-Fi doesn't work.
Yeah.
And that miserable. I get a little miserable. That's a bad buy, and I apologize about that. It's a bad buy. I mean, yeah, it is. By the way, that Grant video, though, I wasn't a part of the video. I mean, him and FP were playing a match, and me and Joe were just there riding along. giving our tidbits here and there, but that was somewhere I could go. With that being said, even if I was part of the video, I think I would have done the same thing because the phone is just...
Yeah, I think so too.
Everything else is off. Joey D, let's send it over to you. I apologize, fellas.
I'm going to buy as well. I think this might be the first time we've all bought.
Wow.
Yeah. It's funny that Mikey's buying a movie or, you know, cinematic experience. I'm buying this new movie. I just watched it. I was able to stream it on Amazon Prime, which is really cool. This Dune, the first and the second one. Yeah. The second
you saw
one
the second one?
Yeah. You can stream it on Prime. It's available. Amazon Prime.
You bought it or you rented it?
I was going to rent it, but then for $5 more, you could buy it and have it for good. Because if you rent it, you only get it for 2 days. So you'd have
to get it for long. How much was the rental? I'll just tweet about it. It's a write-off.
$25 it was to buy.
Yeah, it's a write-off. Or just send one tweet about it. It's a write-off.
Yeah, he'll be on Twitter this week.
But
what is that supposed to mean, Bob?
No, I asked Nicole. I said, please start him up on Twitter. I want him on Twitter bad, man. Especially with the streaming.
I got Twitch to worry about. I can't be doing two new things.
But part of Twitter, you put out a lot of the Twitter audience.
You got to get to Twitter, man.
You know, the Twitter audience is a very pro-Twitch audience. So if you put something out on Twitter, they usually go over there more so even than Instagram. Just my thoughts.
It's going
to
be wild.
I like to say my thoughts. I don't like to type them. But anyways, going back to what I was saying, this Dune movie, Mikey,
great movie.
It is unbelievable. And so I'll tell you something else.
Don't say anything about the sequel because I still haven't seen it.
I'll buy within the buy. This Timothy Chalamet or whatever, this kid is a star. He is unbelievable. Now, Bob, you won't like it. So I'm just going to throw that out right now.
But no, he would hate it.
Yeah, because it's sci-fi. It's not
anywhere. Yeah, he would hate it.
You got to follow names and storylines.
He would absolutely hate it.
Mikey, it is unbelievable. Some of the fight scenes, the cinematography.
To me, it's like a combination of Game of Thrones and Star Wars, of which I love both. So it's
I'm going to say this perfect. Too. The second one is much better than the first.
Yes, I've heard. I want to watch it.
And so Christopher Walken's in the second one
tonight. Is he in the second? Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know. I saw that, actually. I saw it.
He's the emperor. He's got the same voice, no matter what character he has. He has the same voice.
Yeah,
he's got to be getting up there in age, huh?
Yeah, he's getting up there, bro. For sure. For sure, he's getting up there. Yeah, he's one of the best. He's one of the best ever.
The Chalamet and Kylie Jenner is an awesome couple, by the way.
Bob knows that.
Yeah. Kylie Jenner's with somebody new every week.
This one may be here to stay, Joe. This one may
Chalamet,
be here.
Or is it Chalamet? I would like to ask him some questions. I'd like to get him on the show.
Yeah.
All right. Timothy, if you're watching the Brilliant Dumb Show, would love
He's a very, very, just a very
and,
skilled.
Next week, ladies and gentlemen, Brad Pitt will be on the Brilliant
Dumb Show. Well, let's temper expectations here, Mike.
This guy's a superstar, Joe. Wasn't he in the new Willy Wonka movie?
Yeah,
he's pretty good. Pretty good.
Yo, we should just start throwing in like the most random guests, like for our fans, like just like the most random, and just act so nonchalant, like, you know, like coming up next, like Tom Hanks is joining us on the show.
Maybe one day we'll get to that level. Who knows? Dare to dream, Bob.
One day, Joey D.
Sure.
Maybe after 40 years of service instead of 38. Yeah. That's when we
I'm in my 40th year of service. What are you,
my third year of content.
He said, what are you, an elevator?
Servicing this hotel for the last 47 years.
Tell you what, the line
temper elevator.
The line of the episode that was Joe saying that he was entertaining folks on the 11th team.
Bro.
Oh, they were in tears. They were cracking up.
And it was the 12th.
Amen corner, Bob. Amen corner.
That was, I mean, just like all I'm picturing is like the Rat Pack when they played, you know, at golf courses back in the day, and they would just entertain people. That's what I'm picturing.
I was entertaining people.
You guys are sick, you know that? You guys are really sick. You guys are really sick.
Yo, that's funny.
It's funny. Okay. I'm not getting upset. I'm just saying you guys are sick.
All right.
All right. Let's go into
not
our
wrong.
snake draft. Now, Mikey V took the cake home last week in the snake draft. And to be honest with you, tip of the cap, Mikey, I thought I was going to win that. I really did. I thought I was.
I thought it was going to be close.
You know, it might have been Mikey putting up the story post that says, "You know what to do to the voiceless." Did that
reaching out?
But to you know what to do. Just vote. I didn't say vote for me. I didn't say vote for my list. I didn't say I didn't highlight my list. Nothing.
You know what? I had controversy on whether or not I pushed people for mine. So no complaints there.
Okay. I'm the only one who's never done that before. Who's just helped to push an agenda on a vote.
It shows in that overall standings. Yeah,
that's fine. You know what? I'll take the losses with
you did have
that my integrity one win, isn't going to be compromised.
The one win you had was a magnificent win. It was a magnificent win.
Maybe the most overwhelming win that we've had. Maybe that has to
what
be
was
up
that
there.
For again?
Breakfast.
Breakfast. Yeah, very good.
And he went pancakes bacon. And bacon shut the house
real
down.
Real nice. Real nice boy.
All right, so Mikey, do you want to tell the folks what we're going to be doing and then tell them where you're going to draft? It goes Mikey gets the selection, then me, then Joe.
This was a Bob top five, and we're going to do top five video games of all time. And from what I'm being told is once you say one of the video games, you can't use, like, if they made a second one, if they made a different variation of it, a different year of it, that's it. It's gone. It's off the board. So if someone says NBA 2K – whatever the
you
fuck.
Say NBA, that's gone. Yeah,
totally. I didn't do years.
Yeah, I mean, listen. Years. Here's the thing: if you want to give a specific year, it doesn't matter because once you take it,
I think you just say Madden. You just say Madden. I think and it encompasses all Maddens. Yeah, but you know what? Then what are you gonna do? Madden 2024. Madden
no,
2020?
But I'm saying you could. Whoever picks Madden, if they want to give the specific year, you take Madden. It's gone.
But so Madden's off. No I'm what. Saying you would be dumb to take a specific year when you could just take Madden
perhaps,
in general.
Perhaps. Maybe not.
Okay. This is going to be really interesting. There's a lot of different ways that you could go. So, Mike, you have the pick of the snake draft. Do you want to go first? Do you want to go third?
Yeah, I was kicking this around. I really was. I really was thinking about going in the three, but I'm going to go one. I'm going to take a game that's a throwback game, but I'm just going to take it because I just feel like this game resonates with so many people for so many different reasons. First, like four person player, first person shooter that you could remember really. Give me GoldenEye at number one overall. I'm going to take.
Wow. Overall number one. That's a good one, but all right. So who's picking third? Is Bob picking third?
I'm going to go third. Yeah. I'm going to go third.
I'm going to take Super Mario, man. I think Super Mario in the one spot is a no brainer. Give me Super Mario. Wow.
This is not going the way I thought that it would go. Okay. Fuck, man. All right. I'm gonna go with give me Madden.
Okay.
Give me Madden and then give me Mario Kart.
Now, is Mario Kart allowed?
Yeah, I think it's Mario and all any other variations of which Mario. I think that's fine.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to go with, it's me now, right?
Yes. Yep.
I'm going to go with Grand Theft Auto.
I like to play. Over to
this
Michael.
This is where it gets very interesting.
And folks, sorry for the little delays of silence, but this is a big. I mean, it's tough. This is one of the tougher ones we've had to do, I think.
Yeah, there's a lot of options too, which is really why is a good.
Give me pick. Give me Call of Duty. Okay. I'll pick Call of Duty, and then I'll on the wraparound. You could give me FIFA on the wraparound.
Mm-hmm. Joey D.
This is tough. The two seed is all right. I'm gonna go with my next one. I'm gonna go with Zelda.
I'm gonna go with Zelda. Okay. Um All right. I am going to go ahead and roll with. Sorry, fellas.
No, right. This is a big.
Oh, okay. Give me NCAA football. 14 to be exact, but NCAA football. And then on the back end of that, give me Gears of War.
Go ahead, Joe.
I think right now this could be anybody's game. I'm curious to hear it from you after my game. There's no overwhelming list so far, I don't think.
I'm going to go Halo here. I think that's such a low spot to get Halo. I got to go Halo.
Yep, I was about to take it. I was just about to take it. All right. My last two could put me down for give me Metal Gear Solid. Then give me Final Fantasy.
I don't know what those last. I've never heard of those last two.
Final Fantasy is a huge game.
Really?
I never really got into it, but Metal Gear Solid that's a Samus, right?
A what?
Oh, is that Samus the character?
Solid
oh,
no, Snake.
Oh, Snake. Solid Snake. Yeah, Snake. Yeah. All right. I got one pick left. Yeah. I am in between two here. Damn, dude. I don't know. They're both like fighting games.
I think Joe's got it. I think the Halo pick was devastating. That was my pick, and I think
that was so won. Low. I mean,
the Halo.
We're to go in the fourth the round,
Bob. I thought that I when you said Gears of War, I was shocked because Halo
was one of the
Halo's
gonna
games. Halo's gonna hit with everybody. Halo,
and I got Super Mario, Grand Theft Auto.
No, the list is good. It's a good list.
For my last one, I'm going to go Mortal Kombat with my last one.
Oh, it's a great one.
You put Joe's together
gonna,
a nice
Joe's,
little list.
Joe's got this week, man. I think he does anyway.
Yeah, that's a good one. I'm going to go with Ken Griffey Jr. Major League Baseball. The Ken Griffey Jr. one to be exact.
Mikey, you know the other one that I was going to do between Mortal Kombat was Street Fighter was another
Street
one.
Street Fighter was on my list also, but I don't know. But yeah. Mortal Kombat's he won. I think he won. I don't even think it'll be that close, to be honest. I think he wins.
Halo's a big one for sure.
Halo at four.
Let me hear the list, Mikey.
I got GoldenEye, Call of Duty, FIFA, Metal Gear Solid, Final Fantasy. If I had gotten Halo and Metal Gear, I feel like I would have done it, but I didn't. Joe's got Super Mario, Grand Theft Auto, Zelda, Halo, Mortal Kombat. That's the winning list in my
strong
opinion. Bob's got Madden, Mario Kart, NCAA football, Gears of War, Ken Griffey Jr.
Okay.
Baseball.
I mean, we'll see. Yeah, strong. Strong.
Maybe the best list win, but I think Joe's got this week.
I'm due for a win, man. Look, you guys got, I think in the last, since we started the snake draft, you guys have like four wins each. I got one.
That one last week hurt me because not that it really hurt, but I really thought I was going to win. I thought I had.
Sometimes
if you,
it if you can
had taken,
go.
If you had taken Cinnamon Toast Crunch, you would have won.
Yeah.
With
that
my ones?
That killed you. That killed you. Everybody,
the
all
draft
the comments
is so interesting because it could come down to one pick. Like the Halo pick that Mikey said. If that goes to his list, that could just tip the scales.
Yeah, I can't believe you. This is why the drafts are unbelievable because hand up, swear on my kids, Halo was my pick. And Joe took it right in front of me.
So. Well, here's the good news, folks. Bruce Willis will be joining us next week on the program. And fellas, it's been an absolute pleasure. The Brilliantly Dumb Show just keeps on climbing. We love you. We appreciate you. NASCAR, sorry we couldn't be there for Talladega. That sucks. I guarantee you there's not a single drop of rain, by the way. I get you. It sucks. But we get it. We totally get it. We will be at another one upcoming, so we'll be announcing which one we're going to be at. If you can, please smash that subscribe button. We love you, folks. We appreciate you. Joey D, Mikey V, and myself. We'll see you next time.